the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article from the December issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Feedlot Management Strategies to Combat Winter Weather. To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by the author, Dr. Jessica Sperber, who's a Nebraska Extension feedlot specialist. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Aaron.
Dr. Sperber, we haven't had a lot of real bitter cold temperatures or a lot of snow yet in Nebraska, but we're in the time of year where that can now be an issue. In this article, you highlight just some key things that feed yard owners and managers can do to prep their facilities or have materials on hand so that when that does occur, they're ready to provide what's needed to provide those cattle with the best care they can and work them through those cold and snowing days. Share with us some principles to remember around cattle care in cold, snowy weather.
Yeah, so I think the number one thing is that we need to make sure that obviously nutrition needs are met, but also that water needs are met. And breaking frozen waters in the winter is something that many producers struggle with, right? Always having to go out there, double check waters, maybe crack some ice on the top, put a little heater down below. Whatever it is, we need to make sure that we're providing them ample and clean water. And so there's a couple of different ways to do so. Obviously, with automatic waterers that have insulated pipes or troughs, you could have an electric heater hooked up using heat tape, which sometimes works, some solar power waters now that we're seeing more and more, or of course, the continuous flow tanks that maintain that continuous flow of water to keep the tank from freezing. In addition, you can, what I'm seeing a little bit more of is in areas where water tanks are at risk of having a lot of brisk wind blowing right by, there's a small windbreaker that's built up as a shield for the water, which keeps the wind away, which helps reduce freezing. So just remembering that water is super critical for those cattle. So yes, it is super critical that first thing that you do when you're out feeding cattle in the morning is double check that those waters are not frozen over, because as we know, there is a relationship between water intake and feed intake, and we want them to be well off nutritionally in order to weather the storm.
You mentioned already that the importance of water with feed consumption, but when we have bitter cold temperatures, cattle nutrient requirements increase just to keep themselves warm. Talk about that a little bit and maybe any adjustments we should make as we think about delivery of a ration.
Yeah, so cattle typically require around 1% to 2% more feed for every degree Fahrenheit that the temperature drops below their comfort zone. And that comfort, critical comfort zone is around 15 degrees Fahrenheit for cattle that have a dry coat during the winter months. The challenge is that especially out here where I'm at in eastern Nebraska, we often go through those freeze-thaw cycles, which can create a more of a wet coat for those cattle, especially if the ground thaws out at all, or if they're laying down on that snow and it creates a wet environment on them. And so we call that the lower critical temperature for feedlot cattle, and that changes based on season, their coat type, weather conditions. So there's some older work done in the early 1980s on lower critical temperatures in cattle, and then the subsequent improvements or increases in maintenance energy costs, improvements in feed delivery or increase in maintenance energy costs that are required to meet the demand of those cattle. So for example, when cattle have a summer coat, their lower critical temperature is higher versus when they have a heavy winter coat. And so if they have a summer coat or they're wet, that lower critical temperature for those guys is 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And usually they're going to need a 2% increase in maintenance energy per degree Fahrenheit of coldness below that 59 degree threshold. As they get that heavy winter coat on, again, that changes to around the 15 to 18 degree Fahrenheit mark. But as soon as you have those, as soon as the animal has a wet coat, you need to intervene because they are cold and it's like a cold blanket on them and very, very hard to warm them up.
One of the things we can do to help reduce the impact of cold is address wind chill. Talk a little about the benefits of windbreaks and why that might be part of our strategy.
Yeah, so while those cattle can tolerate cold weather reasonably well, cold stress can be exacerbated during wet, but then also high wind events during cold weather events. So windbreaks, including trees, walls, maybe man-made structures, or strategically placed hay bales, which we see a lot of here in Nebraska, or corn stalk bales, reduce wind exposure and prevent the snow from drifting into that pen. There's a couple of good rules of thumbs when it comes to windbreaks, though, and these ones actually come from my native country, Central Alberta or Southern Alberta, where we understand cold. And that those windbreaks must be tall enough in order to actually block the wind, so around 7 to 8 feet in height, but they also have to allow some airflow through. So, for example, if you've built panel or rail, like maybe some guardrail windbreaks, you're going to have to put a little bit of a gap in between just to allow some airflow. Usually, that gap's around 2 to 2.5 inches of opening between those rails just to allow a little bit of wind flow, but not very much. So, cutting the wind down does help those cattle quite a lot during the cold events.
One of the things I think historically, more recently, Nebraska, we haven't used a lot of, but increasingly, I think it's seen the value of is bedding cattle in bitter cold temperatures, or if we have a lot of mud. Share with us the value of bedding and why that can be really beneficial.
Yeah, bedding I think is one of the most underappreciated ways to improve cattle performance during the winter months. And so, bedding can be made from obviously straw, corn stalks, wood chips, other material, right? Anything that keeps that animal off of the cold ground and to help reduce their heat loss to the cold ground. Improves comfort and obviously improves performance on those cattle. So there's a pretty foundational study that came out of North Dakota State back in the early 2000s, and their results would show that when cattle were offered modest bedding, which was just defined as straw available for the steers to lay down on, so essentially just creating that barrier between them and the pen surface and the frozen cold ground. When it was offered during a winter weather event, it actually, those cattle that had moderate bedding had increased average daily gain by 0.86 pounds per day and an improved feed efficiency of around 30% with no change in feed intake compared to the cattle that did not have bedding. So that was obviously during a very severe winter weather event in North Dakota, but we do get severe winter weather plus humidity on the eastern side of the state of Nebraska. And so all of those things together, I think bedding is a pretty underappreciated way to make those cattle, number one, have better comfort, but number two, continue to gain or maintain gain all throughout that winter feeding period.
Talk a little about the logistics of bedding. How much do we need? How often do we need to refresh that? What's involved with that?
Yeah, so number one thing to keep in mind is obviously where you're located and your winter precipitation or snowfall, and then again the size of the animal. So if you have smaller steers or they're you just received them in the feed yard or they're growing steers, they're going to require a little bit less bedding because their body footprint on that snow doesn't take up as much room. So larger cattle need more bedding, smaller cattle require a little bit less. On average, feed yards will bed every 2 to 3 days during the winter months, depending on how aggressive the snowfall is or how cold the environmental temperatures are. But they're not bedding every pen every day because logistically that's just entirely too much labor. So instead, what they'll do is they'll bed every maybe 2 to 3 days or a few additional days, offering anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds of bedding per animal per day. So they'll put out 10 pounds per head in that one delivery of bedding, assuring that that 10 pounds is going to last them upwards of 3 or 4 days. And so really that's dependent on the magnitude of the winter conditions. And then during extreme snowfall events, the feedlots may increase the volume of bedding by anywhere from 10 to 15% on top of that 2 to 4 pounds of bedding per animal per day. I've seen as little as 1 pound per head per day offered, depending on precipitation and snowfall and wind chill. But essentially, as soon as they're wet and there's a wind chill, you better be offering additional bedding for those cattle in order to keep their net energy for maintenance at neutral.
Let's talk about health. And obviously, when we get cold, muddy conditions, there are some health challenges that we need to pay attention to as well. What are some things to pay attention to with that?
Yeah, so foot health and lameness can become more challenging during those freeze-thaw cycles that we experience here in eastern Nebraska, strictly because there's more mud involved. And then obviously things like hairy heel wart lameness can become more challenging to manage during those mud events. In general, we might see more physical injuries during the winter months due to the ice or slick conditions. And possibly if those yards have put down RCC, something to consider, roller compacted concrete, something to consider about cattle slipping. That's why bedding is such a high requirement for RCC pens or such a needed addition to a RCC pen. Just in general, sometimes you can see a little bit more foot health or physical injuries on those cattle due to the slickness of the pen surface. Obviously, you might need to pay a little bit more attention to your hospital pens. Make sure that they are for sure out of the wind and have some type of barrier between them and the cold, hard ground. Cattle care is obviously very critical during those winter months. A few tips to prepare your yard for the winter months. Number one, check that the water heaters are in working order. So that's something to do. Number one, top of the checklist every single morning. Just because it's winter doesn't ensure that those cattle are going to be eating the snow off of the pen surface. So you got to make sure that your waters are in working condition. Assure that your heated drug storage rooms aren't at risk of freezing and destroying product. Because keep in mind that if a vaccine freezes, it needs to be discarded. You cannot thaw out a vaccine that was frozen and then use it. The efficacy of it is destroyed essentially. One more thing is check the status of your vaccine refrigerator. So let's say that you have a vaccine refrigerator out in a little shed that maybe that shed is away from the elements, but is not away from the cold because those household refrigerators can actually malfunction at low enviro temperatures and then they don't prevent those products from freezing. So something to double check on. And of course, if you see your cattle scratching, you are probably far behind on parasite control, so likely get parasite control on your processing calendar sooner rather than later because it might mean that you're behind on lice management.
Anything else you'd like to highlight on this topic today?
Yeah, I think just, the general one, planning ahead is critical during the winter months. If we know right now that the cold winter is coming, so just make sure that all of your materials required are available to you. You have them already on the operation, and are hopefully, if you are planning on bedding this winter, you've already started to stockpile some of those materials for bedding requirements. But yeah, just essentially that cattle do have a lower critical temperature, and we want to make sure that they are comfortable. And if they are feedlot cattle, that they're going to maintain their gain through the winter weather events. So, just critical to keep an eye on them and do as much as you can to try and block out any of that cold stress that that animal may encounter.
Well, thanks for putting this article together. And I think especially the thoughts around bedding and the value of that, I think that's something, especially with the value of cattle today, maybe we could see increased use of in many yards as we think about winter weather.
Yeah, right. I just think it's the challenge of where you're geographically located, if you can get access to good bedding or not. But a little bit of bedding is better than no bedding. One other thing too, Aaron, right, is creating mounds for those cattle to get up out of the winter weather conditions. Mounds, I realize in some freeze thaw areas are not doable. The mud just creates a muddy mess in the pen and you really can't get that mound to stick. But you'll see some operations in more northern states creating mounds and consistently putting the bedding onto that mound and leaving the bedding there and just building up onto the bedding so that it does raise those cattle away from the ground and away from the frozen solid ground and puts them up on a nice mound or nest of bedding.
Good thoughts. And again, appreciate you taking the time to put this article together.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show.
For more information on the topic we did talk about in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find this article at beef.unl.edu. The title of the article, Feedlot Management Strategies to Combat Winter Weather.